We're performing the stapan now. We're taking the goddess out of our hearts and putting her onto the yantra. So we've already established the yantra. We're on page 217. There are two sets of mudras for avahan, for the invitation. The avahani mudra says, I invite you. And this is the avahan mudra to sit on the yantra here. We've established the yantra on our chest with the center in the heart. And we make avahan, avahani mudra, tattva mudra, and placing the hands together. And then stapani mudra, which is establishing the goddess on the yantra. Try to make a level across, yes, from the elbows, it'll be straight across. Good, good. And place the tips of your middle fingers right on the sternum there. And you can feel you're inviting her. Avahan. Stapani, and establishing her there. Sannidhapani is this mudra, and it says, you bestow abundant wealth, and I know you have many other devotees requesting your attention, but I'm requesting you to pay attention to me. Now, when we do this on the yantra, it's avahan, stapan, sannidhapan, and samradhani. And the other sam, avahan, stapan, sannidhapan, and samradhani. So when we invite to sit on this yantra, avahan, stapani, sannidhapani, samradhani. And when we invite to sit on this yantra, we pull the energy down. Avahan, stapan, sannidhapani, samradhani. And these are the two sets of the avahani mudras. Because we remember we're establishing the goddess on two different yantras. One is the Pitta Nyas that we performed here and established the yantra right here. And the other is the physical yantra outside, whether we've established it in silver or gold or in the sand of the fire. Yes?
So did you just leave out a picture here for Atra Dishtanam Kuru?
Atra Dishtanam Kuru. That's the other set. Avahani, Stapani, Sannidhapani, Sangrodhani. And then Atma Samarpan is this one. However, we don't perform Atma Samarpan in this set of mudras. So when we're inviting her, on the other set of mudras, we have an Atma Samarpan mudra. In this set of mudras, we do not. Do you understand? So we left out one picture and one mantra.
In this one?
Yes, purposely. Okay? And then we do prakshan. Prakshan just means I bow to you. Namaste. And it says, let's go ahead and read it. Mother of the perceivable universe, mother of the conceivable universe, mother of the universe of intuitive vision, lead me to that true existence. As excellent crops or grains are harvested, so may I be taken to reside with the infinite consciousness. And keep that flower right here on her asan, right at your heart. That's where she's sitting. Now, you take that flower from your heart, Om Jayanti Mangalakali. Om, she who conquers over all auspicious, she who is bearer of time, the excellent one beyond time, the bearer of the skulls of impure thought, the reliever of difficulties, loving forgiveness, supporter of the universe, oblations of I am one with God, oblations of ancestral praise, to you we bow. And I establish that flower on the yantra, or in the fire. In this puja, we're doing it in the yantra. Upasanghar has two forms of the mudra. This is one of them. You can see it very clearly in the video that we made. This is the other one, Upasanghar mudra. Remember, Huayami Yognin Pratamang Swastaye, I'm calling you. Please assemble. Upasanghar, come together. And this is the other one. And we say, Durgang Shivang Shanti Karing, the reliever of difficulties, exposer of goodness, cause of peace, infinite consciousness, beloved by knowers of consciousness, all the inhabitants of all the worlds always bow to her, and I am bowing to goodness herself. And we point the palm of our left hand right at the flower which we have just established on the yantra, and lock your left elbow so it's straight, and you can pull back on your fingers towards you, and you can feel coming out of the left palm. Lock your thumbs too. All the fingers will be interlaced.
You feel the fingers just break.
Feel the energy pouring out of your left palm. Just feel the energy pouring out of your left palm right into the flower that's on top of the yantra. And now, Avahani, I invite you, please come. Oh, Maya, energy which tears apart thought, I invite you, please come. Staponi, I establish you within. Ihatishta, I establish you within. Sannidaponi, Mother, I know you have many devotees who are requesting your attention, but I request that you pay special attention to me. You bestow abundant wealth. Samrodhani, I'm sorry for any inconvenience this causes you, but I'm depending upon you to forgive me in this matter. Prakshan, I bow to you with devotion. O goddess, please accept my worship. O goddess, remove all pain from your devotees. For so long as I worship you, please remain sitting still. Don't you go anywhere. If I can stay here, so can you. Don't leave. Now, I get to serve you. I want to let you know why I called you here. I have something very special to offer to you. So now we're going to offer the Puja Naivedya on page 220. Now we've invited her, we've sat her down, we've made her comfortably composed, and now comes the substance of our worship, our real offering. This is the invitation. Please come here, O great goddess, giver of all wealth. Please remain sitting still until this vow of worship is complete. With this offering of an invitation, O Maheng Ring Kling Chamundati Biche, I invite you. United with many gems and a multitude of various jewels, voluntarily accept my offering of a divine seat. With this offering of a seat, Om Aim Ring Kling Chamundaki Biche, have a seat. Let me wash your feet. Om, the Ganges and other waters from all the places of pilgrimage are mingled together in this our prayer. Please accept the comfortable touch of these waters offered to wash your lotus feet. With this offering of foot bath waters, Om Aim Ring Kling Chamundaki Biche. And now I'm going to wash your hands and give you some water to wash your mouth. With camphor and excellent scent, cool with excellent taste, this water is being offered for washing. O goddess, please accept it with this offering of washing waters. Om Ring Ring Kling Chamundake Biche. Remember, our orgya is an object of value, an object of respect, an object connoting the highest esteem. We usually take 108 leaves of durba grass, crabgrass, with 5 leaves to a stem. We place them into a bouquet. In the bottom, we take a red cloth and put some sesame seeds, some rice, a leaf of tulsi, a flower with some perfume on it, and we tie the bouquet like a corsage, and we stick a red flower, often a red java flower, hibiscus flower, in the center, and we make an argya, an object of connoting the highest esteem and respect. Presented to all the gods, you, O Orgya, bring an abundance of pleasure. O goddess who is seated upon the lion, accept this argya. I bow to you. With this offering of argya, O Mahang Ring Kling Chamundaki Biche. Madhu Park is a little refreshing drink that we make just to welcome you. I know you've had a long journey. You're hot, tired. We've just washed the dust off your feet, sat you down, made you comfortably composed. Yogurt, honey, ghee mixed together and blended fine in a vessel. Please accept this Madhu Park, shining with radiant purity, with this offering of Madhu Park. Om Hing Ring Kling Chamundagi Biche. And often we put some sugar into it too, just to sweeten it up a little more. Now we're going to give you a milk bath. Om, coming from the ocean of being, the fulfiller of all desires, granter of supreme bliss to all souls. For the motive of purifying or sanctifying this holy union, we request you to accept this bath with the offering of milk for your bath. Om Ring Ring Kling Chamundaki Biche. Now we'll offer yogurt. Om, derived from milk from the ocean of being, sweet and pleasing like the glow of the moon, let these curds eternally be our ambassador as we request you to accept this bath. With this offering of yogurt for your bath, Om Ring Ring Kling Chamundai Biche. Ghee, Om, freshly prepared from the ocean of being, causing all fulfillment, we offer this delightful ghee, the clarified butter, and request you to accept this bath. With this offering of ghee for your bath, Om Ring Ring Kling Chamundagi Biche. And honey, prepared from flowers of the ocean of being, enjoyable as the sweetest of the sweet, causing the fire of divine nourishment to burn swiftly, we request you to accept this bath with this offering of honey for your bath, Om Ring Ring Kling Chamundagi Biche. And sugar, from the lake of sugar cane, from the ocean of being, which causes the nourishment of sugar to give divine protection from all impurity, we request you to accept this bath with this offering of sugar for your bath, Om Ring Ring Kling Chamundagi Biche. And now all 5 nectars, we'll mix them together. Om, milk, curd, ghee, and then honey and sugar mixed together. These 5 nectars are our ambassador. As we request you to accept this bath with this offering of 5 nectars for your bath, Om Ring Ring Kling Chamundagi Biche. Now remember, milk stands for the infinity of purity, the infinite goodness, the infinite consciousness. Yogurt, which has congealed, is the manifestation of that consciousness in creation. Ghee also means illumination. So we have the offering of our illumination into her illumination. We have infinite consciousness, manifested consciousness with illumination. Honey and sugar stand for the nourishment and sweetness which we give to creation with our every action. And these are the five nectars which we are mixing together to offer to all existence. This is our offering to God. Pure consciousness, manifested consciousness, illumination, nourishment, and sweetness and goodness. This is the five nectar bath. Now we offer some scented oil with variously beautifully smelling ingredients as well as the scent of sandal. We offer you this scented oil, O goddess, with this offering of scented oil. Om Heng Ring Kling Chamundai Biche. And now we're going to offer some scent or perfume. She is the cause of the scent, which is the door to religious ecstasy. Unconquerable, never failing, continually nurturing for all time. May we never tire from calling that manifestation of the highest respect, the supreme goddess of all existence, with this offering of scented bath. Om Aing Ring Kling Chamundaki Biche. And now we'll wash it all off with pure water from the Ganga. Please accept the water from the Ganges, Jamuna, Godavari, Saraswati, Narmada, Sindhu, and Kaveri, which have been provided for your bath with this offering of Ganges bath waters. Om Aing Ring Kling Chamundati Biche. Now we'll give her a cloth to take away the cold and the wind and to fully protect your modesty. We adorn your body with this cloth and thereby find the greatest peace with this offering of wearing apparel. Om Aing Ring Kling Chamundaki Biche. A sacred thread. Om, the sacred thread of the highest purity is given by Prajapati, the Lord of creation, for the greatest facility. You bring life and illuminate the greatness of liberation. O sacred thread, let your strength be of radiant light. Serve as a constant reminder to us of the qualities which we are bound to exemplify. Peacefulness, self-control, austerity, purity of mind and body, patience and forgiveness, sincerity and honesty, wisdom, knowledge, and self-realization are the natural activities of a Brahman. With nine desirable threads all united together, exemplifying the three gunas or three qualities of harmony of our deity, this sacred thread will be our ambassador. O ruler of the gods, please accept with this offering of a sacred thread. Om Aing Ring Kling Chamundaki Biche. So that's what the sacred thread is designed to do. Remind us always. We have nine threads which indicate nine qualities that are the natural activities of a Brahman, someone who knows Brahma. Now, Arudraksha, we worship the father of the three worlds, of excellent fame, grantor of increase. As a cucumber is released from its bondage to the stem, so may we be freed from death to dwell in immortality with this offering of Rudraksha. Om Aing Ring Kling Chamundaki Biche. And the sindoor in the third eye, om, this red-colored powder indicates love. Sindoor Amarun Avatham, who drives the chariot of the light of wisdom, Jabakusumasanibam, with which we are worshiping our goddess. Please be pleased, O great seer of all, with this offering of red-colored powder. Om Aing Ring Kling Chamundaki Biche. So now, the color of the rising sun is a bright red vermilion as it just comes up over the horizon. And that's what we're applying to the third eye so that we have the love which colors all of our perception so that we see everything through the eyes of wisdom, through the intuition of wisdom. We intuit the love which brings wisdom in our every perception. And that's why we apply the vermilion to our third eye. Kum
Kumkum. You are being adorned with this divine red powder, which is made more beautiful by the love we share with you and is so pleasing. There's a difference in Sanskrit between Sundar and Kanti. Sundar is beautiful, but Kanti, because of my love, becomes more beautiful. The beauty is amplified because of our love. So here, the love we share for you makes this red powder even more beautiful because it's on your forehead. Oh goddess, when we present this red powder, be pleased, O supreme ruler of all, with this offering of red-colored powder, Om Aing Rim Kling Chamundai Biche, and some sandal paste. You are being adorned with this beautiful divine piece of sandalwood, ground to a paste which is so pleasing. Please accept this offering of sandal paste, Om. O supreme sovereign of all the gods, with this offering of sandal paste, Om Aing Rim Kling Chamundaki Biche. Turmeric. O goddess, you are being gratified by this turmeric, the giver of comfort and beauty. When you are worshipped like this, then you must bestow upon us the greatest peace with this offering of turmeric. Om Aing Rim Kling Chamundaki Biche. And remember, the turmeric has been used in all the Ayurvedic preparations for centuries together. And so here we have this ground turmeric being applied to her. It's cooling, it's refreshing, it's antiseptic, it's healing. It has so many qualities and so many beautiful properties, and that's why it bestows the greatest of peace.
Mommy,
yes?
You know, when you apply the sandal paste to the deity, how do you usually do that?
It depends which deity and how you are applying it. If you were applying the sandal paste to Ram, you would probably put two vertical lines connecting at the top of the nose with a red line in the center. So the sindoor would be in the center, and the two vertical lines of sandal paste would be on both sides, indicating the 2 feet of Ram with Sita in the center. However, if you are applying the sandal paste to Shiva, you would probably do a tripundra, which is the 3 horizontal lines right across the top. You could also give those to Durga or to Gauri. To Lakshmi, you would probably give her a red spot and a dot of sandal paste. Each of the deities has their own fashion and their own style. Each of the sects of Hinduism wears their sectarian marks, is what they call them in English translation. They wear their powders differently. Take a powder.
Sorry?
Yes, please.
So how would you apply that to Saraswati?
Saraswati gets a dot.
A dot of red and a dot of...
A dot of red, a dot of yellow, and a dot of sandal paste.
Separate or on top of each other?
That's your choice. She's your goddess. You can worship her the way you want. If you want to be really artistic and creative, you create your own marks.
Yes, how would you apply to the yantra, the flower on the yantra?
I just sprinkle it on the flower of the yantra in various ways. I sprinkle it all around. I usually put the sindoor in the center, the kumkum around in a circle around it, sandal paste around that, and the turmeric around that. Make concentric circles, all leading into the circle of love. But that's individual desire. There is no wrong way to show your love. We'll give her bracelets. Om united with gems and pearls, excellent gold, and the alphabets of Sanskrit. This bracelet is yours and radiance I am offering. O goddess, accept this bracelet with this offering of a bracelet. Om Aing Rim Kling Chamundaki Biche. Now here in the bracelet, in the bangles that I'm giving you, are all the letters of Sanskrit which stand for all the Bija mantras, all the expressions, all the vibrations that can come into evolution and manifest themselves in creation. You wear all of existence. Every vibration is just a bangle on your wrist. Very nice adornment. Just all the vibrations of creation. Just a bangle. It's a trifle. Conch ornaments. I am offering you with devotion ornaments worn upon the arms, made of various qualities of conch shell. Please accept them, O Supreme Divinity. With this offering of ornaments made of conch shell, remember the conch is the container of all vibrations. You can hear the entire ocean just by listening to the conch. And now when you cut up the conch shell and make ornaments of the container of all vibrations, then all vibrations become another ornament on the hand of the goddess. And now other ornaments, united with divine jewels that are radiant like fire and stones which are shining, please accept these ornaments, O Supreme among the gods, with this offering of ornaments, O Mayim Ring Kling Chamundaki Biche. O great goddess, please accept these grains of rice, spotlessly clean, bestowing the fruit of liberation, and give us a spotlessly clean mind. With this offering of grains of rice, O Mayim Ring Kling Chamundaki Biche. Yes, please.
In this case, the rice, the Akshatan, in this case, isn't rice to be eaten. It's offered on the forehead.
Either on the forehead of the deity or on the forehead of the coconut on top of the pot or on top of the yantra. I usually sprinkle them on top of the flower.
But it's not food.
It's not food. Now comes the food. Om this ever-present platter containing various varieties of the purest offerings of food we are presenting to the Lord of Gods to cause all satisfaction most excellent and transcendental. One bite and you transcend. That's what happened to most of us here. Mother gave us one spoonful of rice pudding and we all transcended. O goddess who is full, complete, and perfect with food and grains, always full, complete, and perfect, the strength of the life force of Shiva, the cause of peace, for the attainment of perfection in wisdom and renunciation, please give us offerings, Jnana Vairagya Siddhartham, for the perfection of the attainment of perfection of wisdom and renunciation, feed us. That's the only purpose that we want to maintain these organisms, to attain the perfection of wisdom and renunciation. We bow down to you. Our mother is the goddess Parvati, and our father is the Supreme Lord Maheshwar. The consciousness of infinite goodness, Shiva, Lord of the worlds, is being extolled by his devotee. With this presentation of food, O Mayim Ring Kling Chamundaki Biche. Om, goddess of all the gods and the fullness of infinite bliss, please accept this excellent drinking water. With this offering of drinking water, O Mayim Ring Kling Chamundaki Biche. Some betel nuts. These betel nuts, which are great and divine, come from vines that creep like a snake. United with cardamom ground to a powder, please accept this offering of mouth-freshening betel nuts. With this offering of mouth-freshening betel nuts, Om Ring Ring Kling Chamundaki Biche. And some dakshina. Want to pay your taxi fare? Just to show you how happy I am that you came. Om, for the purpose of increasing the fruits of worship, O Supreme Goddess of all wealth, we establish this offering of that which is dear to me. Bring to perfection the journey of my mind. O golden womb, in whom all wombs are situated, shining brightly with the golden seed, give infinite merits as fruits we are wanting for peace. Om, with this offering of wealth, Om Hing Ring Kling Chamundaki Biche. An umbrella. O goddess, creator of the universe, this umbrella will protect you from heat and wind. Please accept it, O great Maya, and remain always beautiful with this offering of an umbrella. Omaeng Rim Kling Chamundaki Biche. Now remember, we're going to get the prasad of our worship. Whatever we offer, that's what we're going to get back. That's called kripa, the grace. Kri means koro, do. Pa means pow, get. What we do is what we're going to get. We are offering you shelter, and we take refuge in you. A fly whisk. Oh, great goddess, this fly whisk is made of yak's tail. Please accept it and always whisk away all sin, all the pests that bother us, all the confusion. Whisk it away. With this offering of a fly whisk, Omaeng Rim Kling Chamundaki Biche. A fan. It moves back and forth with equanimity and has a stick in the middle. Please accept this fan, O goddess, to keep the perspiration from your body with this offering of a fan, Omaeng Rim Kling Chamundaki Biche, and I pray that you keep me cool whenever my mind gets hot. A mirror. This beautiful mirror will give a pure reflection. In order to reflect my soul, I am offering it to you, O great seer of all, with this offering of a mirror, Omaeng Rim Kling Chamundaki Biche. This is the purest reflection of whatever exists on earth. I'm just showing you this mirror. Let my soul become just like the mirror. Let it reflect your image entirely, as clearly, as spotlessly as the mirror does. Now the Aratrikam, all-knowing is the moon, the sun, and the divine fire. You alone are all light, and this light we request you to accept with this offering of light. Omaeng Rim Kling Chamundaki Biche. Here we have burning camphor, the bright blaze of our devotion. The flower, various flowers such as Malika and others of excellent scent are being offered to you, or our Lord. All these flowers have come from the devotion of our hearts for your worship. Please accept them. With this offering of a flower, Omaeng Rim Kling Chamundaki Biche. Yes, please.
Camphor light, does camphor symbolize purity, greater purity.
The purity of our devotion. It's illuminated devotion. There is no subterfuge. There are no ulterior motives. I just want to illuminate the purity of my devotion. By sacrifice, the gods gave birth to sacrifice, and the first principles of eternal Dharma were established. Those who live according to the glorious way ultimately reach the highest abode where the gods dwell in that ancient perfection.
Glorious way?
Yes, the glorious way. Worshipping all with every action we do. Worshipping and performing every action with the greatest devotion and attentiveness, the greatest sincerity, the highest excellence that we can possibly give to that action, the glorious way, brings us to that highest abode where the gods dwell in that ancient perfection. As Mother says, respect our actions. Respecting and being attentive to our actions and giving our love and our devotion and making every action that we perform an expression of that love and devotion, that's the glorious way.
Swami, you know, sometimes when I think about the things that we do, like pujas, for instance, and worship, and every once in a while I sort of have to remind myself that it's not, if I'm correct in this, it's not for the deity that we're worshiping. It's for ourself that we're worshiping. Isn't that true?
Well, the deity is yourself.
So, yes and no. You are worshiping her as the greatest expression of your own self, the purest you.
But is it the worship that gains the grace, or isn't it the what happens to us as a result of doing the worship while we're worshiping that causes us to rise up?
You can't separate them there. The form of worship and the attitude of worship become one and the same. Remember, this is not just an intellectual exercise that we're doing to bribe the gods.
Right, exactly.
It's not like we're trying to bribe God not to give us the fruit of our karma. We are in love with her. And we get the privilege of demonstrating that love through what we're doing. In this case, putting flowers at her altar. Looking her in the eye and singing to her how privileged we are. And the more we look at her and sing to her, the greater the feeling. And the greater the feeling, the more we rise up. Here, the form of worship and the attitude of worship increase together, hand in hand. Gyan and bhakti are not two separate paths. The path of knowledge and the path of devotion are not separate. The more you know, the more you love. The more you love, the more you want to know. And it keeps growing and growing and growing until we become our beloved.
But it's not like the beloved needs us to worship her.
The beloved needs us to worship her as much as we need to worship the beloved.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. There's an energy that goes between all of us, whether we're the lover or the beloved. We still participate in that energy. So the energy goes both ways. God needs devotees as much as devotees need God.
Reminds me of a story, so I'm going to read a second.
Please.
With the first program, the second night when we were doing our first program here in Iowa, we were in Tom's barn. And I saw that reality happen. I was sitting next to Ma. We had the fire going, and everybody just kept getting higher and higher, more ecstatic and more ecstatic. If you remember, everybody just kind of went crazy. There was a couple hundred people in there. And Ma, the higher everybody got, Ma just started going kind of in. I was sitting next to her, and I just felt this generator going off over here. Ma was just kind of half-lidded, barely there. What you could see, I know what you're thinking. That's all normal. But the energy, what was happening was those people's love allowed the energy to flow from Ma out to them and back, and it just created a big circle. But it if it hadn't been for that love, it wouldn't have pulled that out of Ma, and they wouldn't have gotten the benefit of that. And you can see how it's related, how the your devotion brings a flow of energy, and that flow of energy brings more devotion, and it creates the big circle.
The vibration increases and increases. Yeah. And that's how it works. Without any selfish interest, we bow down to the universal being, the King of kings, the Lord of all desires, the universal being, may he grant to me the full and complete enjoyment of the desire of all desires, dharma, the ideal of perfection, art, the material necessities of life, kam, the perfection of desire, and moksha, self-realization. Om, let blessings flow to all of the kingdom. His own kingdom, the universal kingdom, the kingdom of the supreme divinity, the great kingdom of our Lord, greater than the greatest.
in the equilibrium of spiritual austerities. All that lives in the heavens or on the earth or in the seas is thus united. Those spiritual aspirants who sing these verses can aspire to dwell in the home of the purified, having no unfulfilled desires, only desiring as the universal gods always.
Is there anyone else dwelling in the home of the purified, or are you there all by yourself?
You dwell there with the universal gods always. Because all we desire is to live with wisdom and to share love, renouncing all selfish attachments, selfish interests. We just let the blessings flow. Giving up our selfishness, we let the blessings flow. We become purified by reciting these mantras, just as those who preceded us became purified by reciting these mantras. And we, whatever fruit they received, so also we are entitled to. Om, he who sees the universe, the mouth of the universe, the arms of the universe, the feet of the universe, he is one God whose two arms and two wings make possible all the activities of all that lives in the heavens and on earth.
Got wings.
Yeah, he's got wings. Yes, Vishvatasbat. He's got the Vishvatobahuruta and Vishvatasbat. And with the two wings. No, I can't tell you about the two wings. I can tell you that it's here in the Sanskrit. I don't know what they do. I only know Guru has two wings. And Vishnu rides on Guru. And Guru is the conveyance of that universal being, which is the protector of all existence. So I assume that...
They're not separate, and therefore it has two arms and two wings.
That would be the closest application I could come. Do we have any other questions? Yes, please.
So, before this, you established the yantra, like if you're going to do the fire ceremony?
Yes.
If you're not going to do a fire ceremony, then do you make these offerings into a bowl?
Yes. We make the offerings, and that's what you take as prasad every evening. We make in two bowls. One has the madhuparka, and the other has the charanamrit. The madhuparka was the yogurt and honey and ghee with a little sugar. And that's in the bowl on the right. The bowl on the left, did you get one of those maps? Could you show the map there? Maybe you'll pass that over to Tabitha. And we'll make one of those for you if you like. You'll see on the right side, there's the madhuparka. And on the left side, there's the charanamrit. I believe the madhuparka is listed on... You see the regular, the samanya arga and the vishesh arga, and right next to both of them, you'll find the madhuparka and you'll find the charanamrit. And so the nectars, the five nectars are put into one bowl and the refreshing drink is put into another bowl. And these are offered during the puja. Yeah, and they're offered whether you offer the yantra or not. You'll offer both of those offerings, the five nectars and also the madhuparka, the refreshing drink.
So when you do like the foot bath and the milk bath and all that, do you offer that into another bowl that's on the yantra?
Do you know, when I give a foot bath, I take a few drops of water from my samanya arga, that's the copper dish on the right, and I put it on the flower on top of the yantra. And then when I pour milk and yogurt and ghee, I put that into the bowl. And then when I wash it all off with water, I put that on the yantra again. So I don't have to water down the charanamrit unless we have thousands of people coming to the puja
And then I have to pour gallons of water into it because you got to make it go a little farther. So there's a point of poetic license, creativity, you might call it, where a practicality. As you're designing the puja, you'll see who you're doing puja for. If we're doing puja for 20 or 30 people that are going to come to enjoy the prasad of the puja, we make just pure charanamrit with yogurt and milk and ghee and honey and sugar. And if we have thousands of people that are going to line up for hours together that you're going to drink them all the parka, then we'll pour some other liquids into it and we'll have to thin it out a little bit so it goes a longer way. So when we're going to make pure madhuparka, then we make the offerings of water, of oil, of a perfume. We can put those offerings on the flower in the center and just put the purest ingredients into the bowl that will serve as prasad.
Swamiji?
Yes, please.
The verses on 240 and 241, do they come from the Vedas?
240 and 241, yes, they do. Yes, they are both from both Rig Veda and Yajur Veda, all three of those verses.
You can tell.
Yes, you can tell. Uh-huh. You can tell. See, oh, that's excellent. Good. I'm very glad you can tell. Right.
The increased difficulty was the key.
No, just the meaning, the way it is written.
Right. Yeah, they're both there. Yes, please.
Swamiji, the Rudraksha.
Yes.
As you offer it, you say the Mrityunjaya mantra.
Yes.
Can you see how that might be connected with Rudraksha symbolic? I know Rudraksha Shiva, this is a mantra of Shiva.
Yes, Rudra Aksha, the eye of Rudra. Rudra is Shiva, and Shiva is with you all the time. He sees everything, every activity, every thought that's going on. And therefore, it's Rudraksha is worn with Mahan Mrityunjaya. Shiva is with us always. And if you forget, just remember. Not hard. And just, he got them all over the place. He sees inside and out.
But Mahan Mrityunjaya is overcoming the great death.
Yes. It's Shiva's mantra.
Shiva's mantra.
Yes, it's Shiva's mantra.
Father of the three worlds.
Right.
Is Aksha tears?
Aksha? No. Athru is tears. Rudra comes from Athru Trayate. Rudra. Aksha is I, the physical organ, I, not the ego. Om Sang Saraswati Namaha.